One more additional kina before we recite the Holocaust and the Elitzion kinos. This is a slicha written by the Tosfos Yom Tov, Rabbi Yom Tov Lipman and Heller, to commemorate the tragic massacres of hundreds of thousands of Jews in 1648 and 1649 at the hands of the brutal Cossacks headed by Bogdan Khmelnytsky. At that time, Roman Catholic Poland was in control of lands which included the dwellings of the Cossacks and the Greek Orthodox Christians. The Cossacks formed an alliance with the Greek Orthodox Christians who resented the Roman Catholic rule. They also joined forces with the Ottoman Turks just to their south. And together, the two forces, the Ottoman Turks, the Cossacks, Greek Orthodox Christians, revolted against the Roman Catholic Polish rule. And in the year 1648-1649, as they were successful in their battles with the Polish army, which at that time was in somewhat of disarray, Polish king died around that time, there was no central authority immediately upon his passing to replace him, and as these Cossacks succeeded in their military battles, they perpetrated horrendous massacres, brutal, savage killings of so many different Jewish communities. Hundreds of thousands of Jews have perished during that time. A number of memoirs written at that time, most famous of Nota Hanover's Yevein Metzula, which describes brutal killings, savage torture that the Cossacks inflicted upon the Jews that they happened to come upon, tearing open people's stomachs, placing live cats inside, stitching the stomach back up, and then amputating the person's thumbs so they were left to die a horrible death. Roasting children on spits over the flame in front of the parents. Mockingly slaughtering children and pretending to check to see if it was a kosher shechita or not. And many of these atrocities are described in the Slicha from Tosfos Yom Tov in detail. The havoc wreaked on these communities was horrendous. There were so many agunos, didn't know where their husbands were because people had uprooted entire communities. People had fled from town to town, fleeing ahead of the Cossack hordes. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his memoirs writes that Rav Heschel, the greatest posek at that time, allowed an aguna to remarry, and 6 months later, when this woman's husband returned, this gadol hador of Heschel realized that he made one mistake and was afraid to be matar any more agunas to marry because he didn't want to make any more mistakes. Can you imagine if the greatest gadol hador is not being matar agunas to remarry? Imagine how terrible a plight they must have been in. And throughout the months of Sivan, Tammuz, in 1648, tens of thousands of Jews were massacred. And it is these communities that we memorialize over the course of 10 years, between 250,000 and 500,000 Jews perished in these battles, in these fights. Many were taken hostage by the Ottoman Turks and ransomed by their Jewish brothers in Salonika and Constantinople. And so many more perished in Poland.